Okay, here we are at the Royal Society of Arts with the top American pollster, Stan Greenberg, who has just finished a very intriguing talk on the election that just was. And Stan has been telling us, in a word, that there are progressive values in Britain, but there's not progressive votes. Could you just expand on that for a minute for us, Stan?
Well, there's not progressive votes because there has not been progressive leadership. What this data says, and it's very frustrating to go into the data, because the more you go into it, you know, this is a country that thinks it has no confidence in markets and financial the freeing up of financial regulation, wants to invest, versus is for bigger government versus big society. They want, you know, they think the solutions require better leaders, better government, and Labor did not find a way to be part of that, you know, conversation. You know, it was a very tactical election by Labor, fighting out over, you know, when the when the cuts in spending are going to come, but not really on the character of the society, character of the state. And it's, you know, it's a progressive vision, you know, ready to be picked up, you know, by apparently, presumably, you know, a new leader of the Labour Party.
And it sounds like you're saying that maybe a different leader could have won it for Labour this time.
I think voters, you know, Cameron, you know, got up to about the mid-40s, you know, for far out from the election. He settled down to about 41, you know, 1%.
Personal ratings.
The vote for the Conservatives. He got the vote, you know, pedaled, you know, to about around 41% for about a year, you know, coming into the election, and then started, you know, dropping. But that was a measure of something. It wasn't just a drop. It was his, you know, his failure to win over voters, to build anything in, you know, enduring. And, you know, you watched it during the election itself, reinforced by the first debate. You know, that, you know, there's nothing real there. There's nothing dependable there for if you're looking for change. And they began looking for change, and they looked to Clegg, and then they, and pulled back from that, ultimately, and came back, you know, back to its kind of pre-debate vote for Conservatives. But it was, you know, a low number. They, you know, they didn't offer a way forward. You know, these voters were looking for Labour to be able to offer a way forward. A new leader, I think, you know, will do that and probably would have had a significant impact in the election itself.
I've just been to another seminar this morning where we're talking about the cuts that are to come. We're talking about, depending on how you cut the numbers, 10%, 15%, or 25% cuts in major public programmes. Those are quite serious numbers. Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like you're saying David Cameron squeaked home to the extent that he did by not confronting those hard truths. Do you think this could be a good election to lose in the end then?
I think Labour had a disastrous election. I mean, this was historically a disastrous election in terms of its history, British history. But it's also a liberating election. I mean, this is an election in which they do not have to carry on to make these kinds of cuts without a real mandate to do it. I frankly don't think the Conservatives and Lib Dem government have a mandate to make cuts on that scale, but they will have to do it, you know, because they were imprecise, you know, about what they were going to do. It was more about process than the real cuts. So, yes, it's better that these choices are being made by the Conservatives. I think they will own the cuts. The country is nervous about them, as we saw in this poll, and Labour can get on with renewing itself, revisiting its history, coming at this in whole new ways, and I think Labour can be in a much more revitalized position 5 years from now.
And can we just have a final word about the Liberal Democrats? That was the story of the election. Clegg surged away, but then just before polling day, it seems like he slipped back. Did he, and why, if so?
Well, he slipped back, but I wouldn't underestimate the importance of what he did. He slipped back. Again, that slip back is a little misleading. Because what happened, you know, was that he held on to the votes that he, you know, got in the more middle class areas, professional areas, but lost his vote in the working class areas. That may have been on immigration issues, but that, you know, drove those voters away. So he lost voters in one part and gained them in another. But the key, though, is that he's able to form a government that will change the rules.
On voting,
electoral reform should allow them to be in a stronger position. And as what I have found in my work dealing with broad green parties in Europe is that once they make the headway winning on political reform, and they're gaining, let's not forget, Iraq was a critical part of their vote, you know, in the last election. So the Iraq combined with political reform, I think, puts them in the position to be an enduring party reinforced by an electoral system, you know, which give them better representation. So I think this election has changed their fortunes, and that may have changed the fortunes of the center left as a whole.
Even if they end up allied to these big cuts?
Well, if they're clever, I mean, they'll be grudging and reluctant, and it'll be the conservatives that own the cuts. And they will own the political reforms. That's, you know, that's their hope for the future.
So they better start briefing against their cabinet colleagues now.
You're here.
Thank you very much indeed, Stan Greenberg.